A new walking tour in Petersburg takes participants on a naturalist journey of Mikoff Island's landscape using their phones. Each stop has a description of the flora and fauna, geology, and oceanography, as well as an original poem. Hannah Floor walked the 2.6 miles, and she brings us this story.
We call this place where North Nordic Drive turns sharply to the right, Hungry Point.
You're listening to the voice of Avery Herman Sakamoto, narrator of the Naturalist Tour.
This is where the fast-flowing waters of the Wrangell Narrows meet the much larger body of water called Frederick Sound.
I'm with Pastor Deb Gelliter, a newish arrival to town.
I don't know what these grasses are called.
We're walking towards Petersburg's northernmost point, playing the tour on my phone.
As you turn the corner, you might hear two sounds familiar to Petersburg residents. The first comes from the seabirds. The most common here are gulls.
We're on the beach, hopping from rock to rock, avoiding the clusters of mussels that the app tells us are attached to the rocks by thin tendrils called thistle threads.
The second sound you might hear is roars from the sea lions.
Gelliter is a constant walker and has visited this beach often in the short time she's been here. Enough that she's on a first-name basis with the sea lions. She calls them Walter. All of them.
Or Walters.
We'll go down to listen to the Walters. I don't know. It came to me, this Walter. And I love the quarrelsome, grumpy, I like the sound of lament. Each stop on the tour has a recorded original poem that coordinates with the location. We find a couch-sized boulder and sit on it, listening to the poem.
Seabird. The storm will try, with its waves and gales and brave bluster, to ruffle your feathers. But you will rise up with the crests and slip down with the troughs, unflustered through the worst of the spitting winds.
The poems were written and voiced by Petersburg resident Sunny Rice. The walking tour was her idea. She thought it up during the early days of COVID when she was on a sabbatical from her job with the University of Alaska. She was taking lots of science classes, and part of the requirement of the sabbatical was to bring back some of that knowledge to Petersburg. And she was constantly walking the trails and boardwalks and beaches around town.
The essence to me of being here is these little things that you see while you're out for a walk.
Rice says she made a list of all the things in the area she'd like to cover for a Naturalist 101 course. And then she started placing the topics along the loop of trails and beaches she'd been walking every day. She says she wanted to make sure that most of the things discussed on the tour would be visible to people.
I tried to put things that you're pretty certain to see, and I was going to do more birds, but then I was like, well, it might be frustrating if we start talking about the dark-eyed junco and there aren't any juncos.
Rice says the combination of science and poetry came from her own interests.
I guess I view the world first through the poet's eye. And yet my work and, you know, the sort of mission of what I do is to show the world through the scientist's eye.
So territorial.
Gelliter and I leave the beach and the sea lions behind and head up the road toward the boggy, acidic muskeg.
We're not even going to come close.
We follow a winding boardwalk and sit down at the first bench.
In spring, magenta shooting star flowers and tufts of cotton grass appear, while in fall, bog cranberries feed both migrating geese and resident humans.
The boardwalk connects to a gravel trail, which winds past the ball fields. We learn the red alder trees lining the trail grow well in poor soil. We head downhill to a little forested area and find lowish blueberries.
Oh, these are delicious.
And then it's out of the trees and back on the sidewalks. Rice says she hopes the tour helps locals and visitors alike appreciate the natural world and their connection to it. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Floor.